First, though, the story we talked about for a good chunk of last night's show, Cam Jansen of the New Jersey Devils, he's now apologized for an interview he had done on a St. Louis internet radio show in which the former Blue took in several questionable comments, but most notably an anti-gay slur. Have a listen.
I mean, it's such an aggressive sport.
You want to get in people's heads, man. To get in the f***ing game. And don't get me wrong, you don't want to go too deep with shit, you know, because we all have our f***ing issues. Let's be honest here, all right?
No, but if the guy was sucking 4 weeks ago, you're going to let him know about it.
Oh, if he's sucking he's getting his ass.
Hey, how does this taste, motherfucker?
That's completely appalling on both ends. Not just Cam Jansen, but the radio hosts as well. Now, this is the apology issued by the New Jersey Devils on behalf of Cam Jansen, saying, "I would like to apologize for my poor choice of language. The tone of the interview was very casual and off color, and I lost focus on what is and is not acceptable and professional. I am deeply sorry to anyone who was offended by my language. I apologize for the embarrassment my comments have caused to the New Jersey Devils management as well as my teammates." Patrick Burke is a co-founder of the You Can Play Project, joins us now on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And first of all, Patrick, this is the first time we've had a chance to speak, and I want to commend you on the work you're doing with this. Thank you very much for that.
No, thank you, and thanks for having me on.
It's no secret you're the son of Leafs GM Brian Burke and brother to Brendan, whom was the inspiration for your part in the You Can Play Project and honors his memory. These comments by Cam Jansen, upon hearing them, what was your first reaction?
Well, I was disappointed. It's always a shame when you hear anyone, especially an athlete and someone who a lot of kids look up to, like, you know, kids look up to all professional athletes. So anytime someone who's in a position where their voice carries and it might mean something, it's always disappointing when they say hurtful and spiteful things toward the community.
How do you look at the apology?
I talked to Cam twice today, actually three times now. So I believe it's very sincere. He called me first thing this morning at 9 a.m. And we talked for, I don't know, probably 20 minutes or so. And we walked through it step by step. He told me what his mindset was before, during, and after. And said that, he, you know, it's not what he really means. He got caught up in an interview where he thought he was being funny and thought he was being clever. And the hosts kind of sucked him in, and unfortunately for him and for everyone else, he jumped at it. So I don't excuse what Cam said. I think some of the stuff he said was very hurtful, but I really truly believe that he's sincere in his apology and that he's going to do work to make up for this.
And want to make clear as well, Patrick, that while we're focusing in on Cam Jansen in this case, you certainly cannot forget about what the hosts did, because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Patrick, and I was talking about it on last night's show. In fact, we did an hour's discussion on this topic. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not a hockey player, but I am a radio host. Those guys are said to be radio hosts and do so on an internet radio show. And it embarrasses me being in radio. I think it's an embarrassment to the profession, to my profession. And while Cam Jansen can't be let off the hook for it necessarily, the blame has to go to the radio hosts too.
I agree. And I mean, anytime you're an embarrassment to the media, you must be doing something horribly wrong. So, you know, my understanding is these are two guys who have been fired from actual radio and now do an internet radio show. They seem to pride themselves on being edgy, which is fine, but I prefer my edge to be clever or humorous. If you're going to be uncensored and interesting, and, you know, you can be off color, but at least be clever about it. So they baited Cam. I really believe that they sucked him in, and doesn't excuse what he said. He was dumb enough to go for it, but no, it's their conduct was, well, there's a reason they got fired.
Yeah, well said, Patrick. Thank you. Now, looking at Cam here, should he be suspended? Should the Devils reconsider having him as a member of the club? Should the NHL step in here, if for nothing else, to make an example out of him?
I can't, unfortunately, comment as a scout for the Philadelphia Flyers. It's against my contract to comment publicly on whether or not Cam should be suspended. That's something I'm not allowed to say. So,
okay. Well, how about we take it from a different angle, Patrick? If you were the GM of a club, you're working with the Flyers organization. If a member of the Philadelphia Flyers did this, generally speaking, did something like this, be it an anti-gay slur, a racial slur, something, how do you think, I mean, you got to take it on a case-by-case basis, so I understand the difficulty of the question here, but how would you approach that kind of a situation?
My priority is on education. So the discipline side of things, while I do think it's important because players do, the lessons probably sink in quicker when there's a check attached to it. I believe that the most important thing that should come out of incidents like this where athletes say something is education. So, you know, Cam spent a pretty significant amount of time on the phone with me today as I talked to him about what the You Can Play team stands for, what we're fighting for, why it's so hurtful, why gay athletes need to be encouraged and not discouraged. And I think he got a lot out of that, and I think he learned from it. So while there is certainly a place in sports for the discipline side of things and fines and suspensions and everything like that, personally and as an organization, our priority is on educating these athletes to make sure that if incidents like this occur, it's a one-time thing.
Patrick Burke with us on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, co-founder of the You Can Play Project. You know, Patrick, I was thinking about it. This might be a tremendous opportunity to get Cam Jansen involved in the You Can Play Project. Is that something that's being explored either from your end or from Cam's?
When I talked to Cam today, he said, what can I do? And he didn't say, what can I do to make this go away? He said, what can I do to undo the damage that's been caused? He said, I know that my words have hurt people, and I want to fix it. So he said, what can I do? So one of the things we've talked about is Cam might be doing a You Can Play PSA now. And from the sound of it, he's looking for other ways to get involved as well. So we're happy now that hopefully Cam has learned his lesson. Hopefully now he'll change his actions, his thoughts, his vocabulary, and he can become another ally in our cause.
It's great to hear. Now, there have been several examples of this type of behavior in sport in the last couple of years, Patrick. We've seen athletes like Joakim Noah, Kobe Bryant, Amari Stoudemire, just to name a few, fined for homophobic remarks. Why do you believe in the year 2012 this is still an issue?
Well, I think it's largely due to habit. You know, we've branded this as casual homophobia. So these athletes grow up in a culture where, just, you know, we're speaking generally here, but a lot of the time they're not exposed to gay culture. They're not exposed to gay people. And they grow up in these locker rooms where homophobic slurs are thrown around very casually. So they grow up not thinking, you know, when they say that's so gay, in their head it's not homophobic. They're just saying that's so uncool. Mm. And what we need to do and what we're trying to do is talk to athletes and say, look, you might not mean it in a homophobic sense, but for your closeted gay teammate who's terrified about coming out to his team, there's no other way for him to hear that. So I think it's a habit. It's a bad cycle that we need to break. But I really, truly believe that 99% of the time it's not meant maliciously or homophobically. They just think this is a word that's okay to use because it means, you know, it means uncool, or it means, you know, the F word in this case means that someone's a jerk or a loser. And we need to change that line of thinking because it's not okay, and I'm not excusing it, but I really think it's due to ignorance in the truest sense of the word, not hurtful, not hatefulness, not hate.
Mm. I have someone that I know very well whom I've known for many years that is gay, and I'm very thankful at times that his chosen profession isn't hockey, Patrick, and I shouldn't feel that way. That should not be a concern at all. Do you find that to be the case with a lot of people? Like, is that the first time you've heard that before?
Well, we're losing young athletes, and we know we are. We, you know, sports has been self-selecting for decades now and scared off gay athletes. And in some truly awful cases, that means we're losing kids to suicide. In other cases, it means kids are transferring from the more contact sports into individual sports where they don't have to deal with teammates, or they're quitting sports altogether. So our games, our sports, the whole world of athletics is certainly worse off because we've been so self-selecting in this. But I can't blame, the horror stories we've heard from athletes Fortunately, not as many recently, but, you know, athletes who came out 10, 15 years ago, the horror stories from them, I don't blame them for getting out of sports.
You mentioned that you spoke with Cam Jansen several times today, and that's great to hear. I'm curious to know what the past 24 hours has been like for you as the co-founder of the You Can Play Project. Aside from talking to Cam Jansen, what has happened today? Like what? Obviously, you are reacting to this, and it seems like you've talked to Cam and have handled that whole situation quite well. You're on the air with us, and I'm glad we get to do it because we get to raise awareness and get to pub the You Can Play Project. But what has the past 24 hours been like for you, and maybe how it kind of maps the future for the You Can Play Project in reaction to this?
Well, we spoke with the New Jersey Devils last night. I sent an email over and said, if Cam wants to talk, so it's up to Cam. If Cam wants to talk, I'm available. 9 a.m. this morning, right on the dot, Cam called me. We talked through. I talked to the Devils. They said, we're issuing an apology. I said, great. Make sure it's sincere. Make sure it's from Cam. Don't make it sound all kind of half-assed. Make it a real apology. And they said, believe me, it's a real apology. I said, great. I spoke with folks at the various gay rights groups who were calling to inquire, GLAAD and those groups calling to inquire, told them what You Can Play was doing to handle it, what the Devils and what Cam were doing to handle it. They said, great, sounds like it's under control. We, along with my co-founders, crafted our statement, which can be read at our website, youcanplayproject.org. And then I've spent the day doing media stuff and talking with people, actually trying to engage people on Twitter so that they can better understand our position on this.
Patrick Burke, co-founder of the You Can Play Project. Keep up the great work, and thanks so much for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for having me.